afternoon. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to release and analyze the results of the first quarter of 2008. We inform you that this conference call will be made in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are connected in the listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start our Q&A session, when instructions for you to participate will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please ask for the help of an operator by pressing star zero. It's important to say that this conference call is being recorded and is going to be made available at the site www.ri.grendene.com.br. Here we have with us the main executives of Grendene, who will also be available to answer your questions: Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director; Gelson Luiz Rostirolla, Financial and Controllership Director; Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director; Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales; Edson Matos, Product Development; Márcio Dalbó, Marketing; Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports; Paulo Pedó Filho, Special Sales. We inform you that the press release of the first Q08 is available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English versions. Before we go on, I would like to clarify that the statements made during this conference call about the perspectives and operating and financial estimates of company business are forward-looking forecasts based on the expectations of the administration in relation to the future of the company. The expectations highly depend on marketing conditions, the country's general economic performance, the performance of the sector, and international markets. I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director of the company. Good morning. Thank you for being with us in one more conference call to release and comment the results of the first quarter of 2008, as well as the company's perspectives. Certainly, most of you already read the information we released yesterday after the market was closed in our press release, and as informed, is available on our site. So I will be very brief, just highlighting the most relevant aspects of our performance in the first quarter of 2008, economic and financial aspects in general, and Grendene's perspective for the rest of 2008. And then we are going to have more time for questions and answers. Before we go into the discussion of performance per se, I'd like to highlight that, as announced in our past conference call, we sent for appreciation of the shareholders' meeting of April 14th the approval of a stock options plan. The regulation is attached in the minutes of the general stockholders' meeting on our site. In the meeting occurred later, we approved 679,677 stocks for stock option or stock subscription of the company for officers, managers, except for controlling managers. In this manner, Grendene meets an old request of the market of signalizing very clearly the alignment between management and stockholders. So let's talk about our performance. In relation to the first Q of 2008, our results in the beginning of the year was below expected. We maintained a vigorous growth in exports of 20.4% in gross revenues and 41.7% in pairs, but we had unsatisfactory performance in the internal market, with a decrease of 5.3% in gross margin and increase of 5.1% in the volume of pairs. All these numbers compared to the same period in 2007. With this, our share in the total revenues in the internal market went from 77% to 72.5%, with an increase in the share in the external market that went from 23% to 25% of the total gross revenues. The result was an increase in the total gross revenues of 0.6%, but because of import revenues have a lesser discount, net revenues grew by 2.2%. As a result of this mix of revenues, we had margins below the previous year. Gross margin went down 480, EBITDA 110, and EBITDA 320, all of them below what was expected in 2007. Although Grendene had a net margin of 15.2%, which is respectable in several markets of the economy and above what is being obtained in shoe companies in Brazil and the international market, we have to admit that this is below Grendene's standards historically. Our costs grew based to the larger volume of sales, and we had a reduction in the unit fare that went from 15.15 to 4.71. 5.71, sorry, to 4. This has to do with the rigorous price control and cost control maintained by the company. Low margins result to a lower average price, a decrease of 16.3%, basically influenced by the mix of revenues and a higher share of export revenues in total revenues. We understand that our strategy in the international market is correct. Although the growth of exports has a lesser growth, the company has two benefits that are very important to highlight. We optimize idle capacity and decreasing fixed costs, and we have a long-term competitive advantage in a larger market, more stable because we are consolidating our position in the market. As you know, once we abandon this market, they are not easily recovered. The company does not want to decrease its export efforts. What we want is to intensify our efforts in the internal market so that growth in revenues accompanies the growth of the external market. Let's talk a bit about the internal market. In our assessment, the delay of orders in the beginning of the year, either because of fearing a crisis or a delay of customers to sell their end-of-year inventory, made January a very bad month of sales, as we mentioned in the end of the month. February was a bit better, and March went back to the levels expected. When we have this kind of dislocation, demand recovers. When it recovers, demanding new products that are more suitable to the season where the products are going to come to market. You should observe that in South, Southeast regions, store owners that buy in the beginning of January have a whole summer ahead of them. Those that buy in February and March start to reduce summer purchases and start to buy products for the fall. We understand the problem we had more to do with the time to market because of the change of the beginning of the year demand than because of a wrong strategy. In this manner, in the beginning of February, we started to reduce the time of mark-to-market of new products to occupy spaces in the internal market where we could not reach our goals. Results already appeared in April and in the portfolio of orders of May. These results make a forecast a strong recovery of sales in the internal market. With these actions, we want to correct deviations in the implementation of a strategy and apply even more strictness in the pursuit of our objectives. Grendene has uncompared competitive advantages, and even when it presents low results for our standards, it's still ahead of the competition, whose net market is below 15%. The growth recovery trend that we had in March this year continues in April and should continue in a growth of net revenues for the second quarter of 2008 of 17% as compared to the same period in 2007. With the growth of the second quarter of 2008, Grendene will reach a growth in net revenue, gross revenues of 8% in the first quarter of 2008. Unfortunately, a little below what was expected, that should be 10%. According to our expectations, volumes should grow at the rate of 8% in the second quarter of 2008, and average price should be above what was practiced in the second quarter of 2007. So the average price in the first quarter of 2008, as compared to the same period in 2007, should be slightly lower. In short, first quarter of 2008, in gross revenues, we had a growth of 0.6%. In the second quarter, we forecast approximately 17% growth. And in the accumulated of the semester, we are going to have 8% growth. For volumes, we have 20.3 in the first quarter of 2008, approximately 8% higher in the second Q, and ending the first semester, accrued growth of 15% in volumes in relation to the first half of 2007. And average prices that in the first quarter of 2008 were 16.3% below, in the second quarter we are going to have a higher average price, and the accrued of the semester is going to be an average price slightly lower than the first half of 2007.
We also estimate, and then also as a consequence, the accrued for 9 months to have the following numbers. Gross revenues will grow 25% on the third quarter of 2008, and the accrued with these numbers in the accrued of 9 months for 2008, we are going to get to a 15% growth in terms of volume. Approximately 15% in excess in the third quarter, and we should close the nine first months of 2008 with a 15% growth in volume in relation to the similar period in 2007. And the average price on the third quarter of 2008 should be higher than 2007, and we should close the 9 months of 2008 in line with the same period in 2007. Advertising and marketing revenues, we did not separate it by quarter because that takes us the tactic freedom of changing or displacing expenses as we did in prior years. But we still say that along the year, our advertising and marketing revenues shall stay between 8 and 9% of the net revenues. In the first quarter, they were 6.6%. So, what leads us to expect a good recovery and to have a good year in 2008? Well, the internal market started below our expectations, as we said before. But as expected, we didn't have any major impacts in internal or domestic consumption. It was still very strong. The pace of growth of the GDP and income is still going up. The fear of crisis, if it ever existed, has gone. Differently from our forecast, interests went up when we expected them to stay stable, and the Brazilian currency is still valuating before the dollar. And the concession of investment grade before analysts expected reinforces these trends. We believe that the balance of these facts will be positive for Brazilian economy on the whole, and particularly for the shoe or the footwear industry, and therefore we expect a marked growth in the domestic market. In addition to economic performance is meeting our expectations, there are other factors that make it possible for us to expect a growth in gross revenues for the second half of 2008 are the following aspects. After the successful campaign of the anatomic shoes only Ipanema has that we enforced last year with an insertion in a Big Brother 8 show, we are continuing this program with Ipanema Butterfly, the anatomic sandals, with a commercial with a famous Brazilian actress. And we are being very successful in sales in our new Hello Kitty collection, where there is a boot, a sneaker, and a clog for children. And this model has proved to be very appropriate for the fall season that started on the second quarter. Our new child sneaker collection that reached the market in April took a space where Grandene did not have presence, with features of the fall season and the excess of the Vete Sangalo collection that was launched in April for the tropical winter of the northeast and centre-east of Brazil. The main products that will be introduced in the third quarter have already been validated in research with excellent acceptance. We are continuing the brand Ilhabela, which already consolidates and has good sales volumes. And in addition to Gisele Bündchen and Ivete Sangalo, who have been our traditional partners in the production of products, we have also added in our promotional team Daniela Suzuki, Stephanie Brito, Cleo Pires, and Claudia Leite. As to the foreign market, in that market, we have managed to successively have success and exceed targets. But still so, it's worth remembering that in spite of the very good beginning of the year that caused a positive surprise for us, the second and third quarters traditionally have smaller exports. We still have the concern with the devaluation of the dollar that continues, that in the first quarter went down more than 25% in relation to real, 1.25% in relation to real, and the situation should be reversed in the second half of the year because of the negative balance of pressure on the current account of the balance. If that happens, when exports go up again in the fourth quarter, we are going to have a more favorable performance based on that. Our estimates are still based on the average exchange rate of 1.75 reals per dollar for the second half of the year. We are keeping with our strategy of positioning and distribution for the brand Melissa. Today we can say that Melissa is the fashion brand in Brazil with the most consistent distribution in the domestic market. It reaches trendsetters and has a future scenario that is very promising. In that sense, we highlight our international partnerships with a very large reach in terms of fashion design and behavior, as those that we had with Cabana Brothers and Vivienne West. With those initiatives, we have attained major spontaneous coverage international media for the Melissa collection. Moreover, our customer base is quite diverse, globally speaking, that provides us some immunity against localized crisis. Considering that our increase in volume in many expanding markets was and will still be fundamental for our performance. It's good to remember
that shortly ago we had international launch of the campaign for Ipanema Gisele Bündchen, G2B, in Berlin, in Germany, on April 29, with the presence of Gisele Bündchen, with major repercussion in international press. With all these products introduced in a favorable economic scenario, we feel comfortable to have the good forecast that we are making. Well, our numbers are quite detailed in the press release, so that I tried only to highlight our vision of what is essential and how we are going to and how we see the future. As to the economic and financial aspects, it's worth remembering that Green Bean still has a sound financial status and has added more than 124 million reals in its cash this quarter. It still has agility in terms of installed capacity without the need to make any relevant investments, and is capable of rapidly responding to any market demands. Right now, we can increase our production in 50 million pairs without any further investment. We have scale, efficiency, speed, and versatility in production. Moreover, we have brands that are increasingly strong and renowned and recognized, and our products are becoming references in the footwear industry. So we are consolidating the good beginning of the first quarter of 08, and we believe that our targets, that we are going to reach our targets, in special to the initial setbacks, with the major effort that our team has made. Thank you very much. We are now going to move on to questions and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our questions and answers session. To ask questions, please press star 1. And then to remove your question from the list, press asterisk or star 2. Just to remind you that to ask questions, you have to press star 1. Once again, to ask questions, please press star 1. The first question comes from Alexandre Martins from Edge Investment. Mr. Alexandre, your line is open. Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Carlos Moraes from Geração Futuro. Good morning, everyone. I would like you to give us a bit more information on the domestic market. In a prior event, you said that the new launches were very well received, especially in Francao, and you projected a quite high sales volume. And I would like to understand a little bit better what happens in a domestic market. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning. Well, I'm not really sure whether you're talking to Francao in July 07 or Coro Modas in January 08. Well, anyway, let me try to explain what happened or what happened, from our understanding, to the domestic market. Last year already, all indicators, all macroeconomic indicators, indicated a growth in demand and a growth in the footwear industry. That did not happen last year. This industry grew very little. And in early 2008, we witnessed a good trade show, a good Couro de Moda, with store owners complimenting our products, very receptive. However, as we said in our January release, the orders were not placed immediately. There were some explanations from analysts about that, some indicating that consumers would be very committed with the credit because they had bought a lot in the turn of the year, like their homes and cars and household appliances. Others saying that Christmas sales in some segments who had not been as good as they should have been. I'm talking now in terms of store owners. So that our customers, store owners, took a little longer to place orders. Now, as our product is season, related to seasons, if they take very long to place their orders in the beginning of the summer in January, when they place orders, they are going to buy a fewer summer items because they have a shorter summer ahead of them. At the same time, they will also start placing orders for the fall. And they're going to replace what they would have bought for the summer and buying items for the autumn. Our way to react to that market situation was in late January and early February to very rapidly anticipating our launches and the products that we were planning for the autumn so that they could reach the market. And the products that we introduced for the summer, we did not have any problem of backlog or low sales. The only thing that happened is that as sales started later, we didn't have so much time to for the outflow of those products for the summer. For this reason, we saw this strong recovery, especially in April. And then we are witnessing a strong recovery, but now with different products. The products that we are selling in April are those that we managed to anticipate with those February sales. I don't know if I've answered your question in full. No. Yes, you have answered. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, remind you that if you want to ask a question, please press star zero. Our next question comes from Guilherme Camargo from Beck Investimentos. Good morning to all. Good morning, Francisco. I'd like to understand the decrease of margin a little better. We saw that you focused on export, but we had a decrease of 7% in the EBITDA margin. I would like to know if there was a pressure of prices or if there was an error in products. Thank you. Good morning, Guilherme. Well, the decrease of margin was a phenomenon that was exclusively due to lower average prices. Our cost per pair had a reduction of 5.15% to 4.72, a decrease of 8.3%, showing an absolute control of prices and emphasizing something that I have been supporting in the marketing continuously. Our price does not have a correlation, at least not an expressive correlation, with the costs of the oil barrel in the international market, quite the opposite. We see even some stability, a little decrease in raw material prices. what really pressured margins was a lower average prices, and lower average prices results from two factors. First, the higher share of international revenues in the total gross margin, which makes these prices to be lower, since the margins of the international market are lower, and we say that over and over again. In the internal market, because demand did not start as expected and purchases for the summer were late in time, what happened is that we sold more the simpler kinds of shoes that have lower average prices, but not necessarily lower margins. What brings margins down, is the international market. Selling simpler shoes does not mean a smaller margin. It's a shoe with a smaller cost, but equal margin. Maybe there is a little difference between some products, but not more than that. Taking advantage of your question, and just a correction, we, Grendene, are not focusing on the international market. What we are doing is that we are having a balanced focus on the two markets. What happens is that we were most successful in the international market, but what we seek for the future is to recover the internal market and not reduce the external market, because despite lower margins, we believe it is still advantageous for Grendene to export shoes, because it has cost competitiveness and it has idle capacity. So, therefore, each extra pair sold contributes to dilute our fixed prices. I understand. Just one more thing. In terms of margins, do you think you're going to go back to the levels of 2007, or do you think this is a new level of margins that has been reached? Well, because we are expecting to recover share in the internal market revenues in total revenues, we believe margins are going to be recovered. So this is what we expect. If you observe our forecasts for the second and third quarters, you're going to see that the growth of revenues in the second quarter is forecasted for 17% to 8% in volume, which means a higher average price. And why are we talking about higher average price? Because this growth, we expect, is going to be predominantly in the internal market. The same is true for the third quarter, 23% more of gross revenues and an increase in volume. Again, over a higher average price. In the accrued 9 months of the year, we are getting to what we expected in the beginning of the year for the whole year of balanced growth, both for gross revenues and volumes, that are going to have a growth of 15%, an average price aligned to that. That time, we expect the percentage share is going to be close to what we had in 2007. Okay, thank you very much, Francisco. Excuse me, our next question comes from Laís Tratato from Fundamento Administradora de Recursos. Good morning, this is Felipe speaking. I have two questions. One is about fiscal benefits that decreased by approximately 20% in the first Q08 as opposed to 1Q07. I want to know why. And second, I want to explore more the gross margin, because I noticed that the average price per pair, the CPP per pair, went down a lot less than the average price per pair. And I would like to know what are the trends of 2008 in terms of gross margin. Good morning, Felipe. I won't call you Laís. Well, Felipe, first, in terms of fiscal incentives, our fiscal incentives depend on the level of activity, and the level of activity in the internal market exported shoes have a lower level of incentive. So when we decrease by around 5%, 5.3% our gross margins in the internal market, we also experience a decrease of fiscal incentives. These incentives, as you all know, in fact, are financing with some discounts in taxes, and they only happen if we increase revenues, and that explains then the decrease of incentives. As for costs, our costs compared the first quarter of 2008 with the first quarter of 2007, our costs grew by 16 million reais. If we had maintained the same unit price of last year and produced the quantities of this year with the mix of this year, this growth would be of 33 million. It was not, because the decrease of the unit price per pair made us have a decrease of approximately 16 million in the total. Our decrease of 8.3% in cost relates to higher volumes, prices of raw material and labor stable and even slightly decreasing, and that made our price to go down. The decrease of the average price is entirely explained by the mix of production, because products that are exported have lower average prices, regardless of their cost. On average, we have a same cost for exports and the internal market. The shoe produced is basically the same. So what explains the decrease of margin is the mix of revenues. Okay, thank you for answering my question. Again, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Excuse me once again. If you have any questions, please press star 1. We're now closing the Q&A session. I'm going to pass the floor to Francisco Smith for his final considerations. Ladies and gentlemen, after all the explanations and your questions, we can say that the perspectives for next year show a growing demand for shoes, a consequence of the economic development now reinforced by the investment grade acquired by Brazil, and improved in the population's purchasing power. Based on this expectation, Grendene is ready for growth. It has production capacity that can be fast expanded at low cost and a solid cash position that enables Grendene to expand with consistency and safety. That is why Grendene will reinforce the execution of its marketing strategy in 2008, as well as its general strategy, identifying new segments, new licensing, innovating in products, reinforcing its brands with aggressive marketing through multiple media, and searching for excellence in operation through continuous improvement. Regardless of small deviations that may happen along the way, as the first quarter of this year, this has been a successful strategy along the years, which makes Grendene to show in the past 7 years, a growth of approximately 14% of average in its gross revenues and 18% in its profits. The objective is always gain scale, growing with solidity and sustainability, both in the internal and foreign markets. With this, we believe we can provide a better service to our customers, employees, and stockholders. Thank you very much. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call Results.